sit for every day once we get going. I'm going to start first. Tell me your attitude.
All right, you're ready.
Okay, I'd like to welcome everybody out to our council meeting today. Welcome out to Tyler, coach of the baseball team, and a couple of players. Appreciate you being here. We'll start with a prayer of memorize and use some pledge of allegiance. Sustained, and we would ask you this time that thou would continue to bless us with those things that sustain us here, that we would receive the moisture that we need, that we would also be able to receive the traffic that helps sustain us. Heavenly Father, we're thankful for the knowledge of Thee and Thy Son. Thankful for our community camaraderie, and ask Thee that we'd be able to discuss those things pertinent unto brokenness, to making this an enjoyable place to live. Father in heaven, we say these things in the name of Thy Son, Jesus Christ.
States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with the liberty and justice for all.
For our minutes from our July 17th meeting, any discussion on those? Any motion to approve those minutes?
Motion.
Motion by Mike, second by Terry, all in favor?
Aye.
And for today's agenda, we have changes. We'll put that back tax application at the top. Do that first.
It didn't went back to school.
Entertain a motion to adopt the agenda.
Motion.
Second. Motion by Mike, second by Terry, all in favor?
Aye.
All right, we'll welcome the baseball team here. I'm just pulling up the application. I forwarded everybody the application last night. You should have it in your inbox. This is a rap tax application from the baseball team of Rushville High School for a day. Actually, I'll let you tell us about it. Go ahead, Tyler.
So this year we've ordered and have been utilizing a new pitching machine. The old one that we had was about 10 years old. The wire on it had been jiggered by us a couple different times, but we kept it working up to this point. We decided this year we wanted to get a little bit more efficient in our batting practice and also in our fielding. And so this machine that we bought, it allows us to go through our batting, you know, every single player very quickly, very efficiently in our practice. It's super versatile, so we put it on home plate and we're able to do all of our fielding, all of our outfield work on that same machine. Turns 360 degrees and up and down wherever you want it to go. So it's really helped us out in our practices. It's made us more efficient, and hopefully those results can be seen on the field. But we're happy to have it, and I'm happy to bring it to you guys for that approval. Okay.
So under this application, kind of Rushville High School, the governing body, we kind of used this before when Pete came in for the plays and stuff, governing body kind of falls into the school district, and so all their minutes and meetings and everything, it's on there. Just kind of looking through the application, the board information and members, that's all the school district. What we used last time. Question, comments from council?
Do we donate
to the baseball? Yeah, so we have this is separate from that line item on our budget, the baseball field. This will come out of the RAP tax funds, so it's an application for what we do. We do donate $5,000 to the baseball field every year. Sometimes it's used for grounds, sometimes it's used for the team. We left it up to the baseball booster club to, I mean, or the baseball team, the coaches, and decide where to use that money.
How much money do we have in there?
A $100,000+
How much is it?
100 and I'll tell you real quick on the budget. 100+ thousand, 150,000 I think. So yeah, we need to.
The machine costs just a little over six.
Yeah, sorry. Okay. Yep. $6,078.70
So we have. Does it have it updated? I think it's 150. If I remember right, 150,000.
This is good use for that money. Mm-hmm. That's what that's for, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I would have a question about. I mean, if I think about a RAP tax for recreation arts and parks for the public to use, I would think that would be a. You know, if this is something that the public can't mm-hmm. use.
You're asking if like anyone can use it? Like, yeah, absolutely. I used it separately. Like, as soon as we got it, I started drinking. Sure, my dad's the one who got it, but I invited people all from ages sixth grade all the way to seniors, and we all used it. So anyone who wants to, as long as they have a key or as long as they can have someone that can let them in to use it, they're welcome.
So you're saying that the money is supposed to be for recreational uses, parks, what else?
Yeah, parks, and recreation.
So would it fall under like recreation or something? Or?
Well, I don't think it would, but it should be for use by the public.
Okay, so that's what he's saying is public can use
anybody.
Yeah, anyone who wants to is free to use it.
Just
somebody
that has a key.
Yeah,
anyone who wants to, who's
invited,
or
they
want to use it.
Can
use it.
Another discussion? I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the application.
Motion by Gary, second by Cherry, all in favor?
Okay.
Any opposed? Okay. You got an application. You can use that as an invoice. That or Mike. He's the only Mike Austin. It's already been purchased. It'll be reimbursed.
Okay.
Can I
just
ask about the purchase?
For under the VAT tax? So we donated equipment to the play.
The drama club,
basically, at the high school.
A couple thousand
for some equipment that they used.
The ice rink, ice skates.
That was like $50,000.
Did they send in an application?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, we've only distributed maybe not even $60,000. Okay. All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you
for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
See you guys.
See
you. All right. Go back up to item A for public safety siding project progress. I think that you got a last check today, or we already sent it.
It's part of today.
Yeah. So I think that project's all finished up. Take that off the agenda. Anything else? Questions on that? Okay, so the shuttle enhancement design. I got an email from Tom yesterday. He says they should have everything. They're finishing up the landscaping. He'll send that over in the next, before our next meeting. So as soon as he does, I'll make sure it goes out to everybody. Review that and come ready to, he'll be here next meeting. We'll probably want to walk over there and go over everything, because I think we got to be more diligent in looking over these plans and asking all kinds of questions, because they're getting it wrong all the time. And they probably still will after review it, but I think we've got to spend a lot of time on this.
Is this the project with like concrete, widening sidewalks, all that stuff?
Yeah.
Are they okay trying to do that this year? Let's get it done this year?
Well, I think this fall, yeah.
Okay. When things slow down a lot. Okay. I just didn't know if it was this year, or if you have a sheet for next year, or what.
No, I think, unless it comes in for millions, I think,
let him have at it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so yeah, as soon as I get that, I'll send it out, but he's, Tom will be here in the next meeting, so, that answered the questions. Town Park Remodel Project, Cam couldn't be here, but he said that they're still working on, he talked to Tom also, and he said that they were still just gathering information for that one. It's kind of not on a priority, so it's so yeah, they're still getting stuff together for us to look at. So. Cemetery, so this is the one we did talk about last time, but we had a question on the if the 10,000, is that right? Do you remember?
Yeah.
If the 10,000 included everything, I talked to Katie and he said it doesn't include everything.
So it does. It does.
So that will put all the markers, the monuments is what they call them, around 61 monuments, we'll put it down. So
those are those little metal things that you measure out with.
Any question on that? So we did talk about it a bunch last time. We went over the scope of the project, the fees, say the says foregoing scope of the work for surveyor services can be completed on an hourly basis with an estimated fee of 10,000. So I asked him, I said, it just says survey services. I said, does that include monuments? He said, yes. Progress payments will be invoiced monthly throughout the project. Else? Entertain a motion on that?
I'll make a motion to cemetery project.
Second.
Go ahead. Motion by Cherry, second by Mike. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. I'm sure they'll respond soon with the timeline. Bryce came to fly in car show. I sent an email out a couple weeks ago about this. Gearing up for the 20, this comes from car show with Cameron through his office. Gearing up for the 2025 Bryce came flying in car show and inviting you to be a sponsor of the annual event draws crowds from across the region celebrating classic cars, aviation, and community spirit for sponsorship. Helps make it possible to put your brand front and center for just $150. Your sponsorship includes a commemorative event t-shirt, your name and business, or business is featured on our sponsor plaque at the event. Promotion and our target with social media ads running throughout August, and I think we've missed some of that. You get to choose one car at the show to receive your personalized sponsorship pick, or your name will be featured on our plaque. Your support not only helps this event, it also helps keep tourism alive in our area by supporting large-scale events that bring in travel and boost our local economy. I told her we're going to meet till today, and she, you know, so we'll probably do it, but I know we have before, and I guess it don't matter who's it, but yeah, respond. comments? Yay.
How much have we sponsored before?
I don't remember. I know we did, but I don't remember.
Did they have an amount they're asking for?
150.
Oh. I'm good with that.
He's still done that. Huh? And he's still done it.
Yeah. I don't think he's not going to be as associated with stuff. He probably won't get on there as much. Could have missed.
The money just goes to help sponsor a bit, like for the advertising, et cetera, things like that.
Yep. I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to sponsor the car show, $150.
Motion by Mike, second by Jerry, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah. Do you have that email, Mike?
I don't think so. I just looked for it and I can't find it.
I'll forward it to you.
Better tell them to be sure and thank Kirby.
Don't worry, he'll thank himself.
Have you gotten in on that? Boy.
Yeah.
There was an article in the paper about how all the commissioners did the car show, and he was just little. They didn't thank him.
It looks like it used to be $100. They must have upped it to $150.
Okay. I'll let them know, so we should send that to them. And item F, Garfield Memorial Hospital Foundation sponsorship. I don't have information on that, but I assume it's the normal.
I'm kind of on that text.
So I was thinking that something like that.
Deanna said she sent it to who?
She?
On that text, it said something on. I have sent Mike the sponsorship papers.
She better send them again.
I think she might have tagged me on them. I think she sent them to our review emails.
Oh, did she?
If I remember right, that was. The dinner is this month. But I thought we already paid. Did we not already pay?
I thought we did.
We're
going to do. Maybe not.
Do we have, we know how much we need to approve, and we can vote on it. I guess we already did.
I can't find the email.
I just.
What is it?
I mean, all it says is when you add the foundation to the agenda.
Sponsorship.
That's all I got.
That's so that's maybe.
Anything else?
I include the table and dinner.
Usually, yeah.
Seems like it didn't let us into the golf thing and things like that. I think that's
been
an advocate.
I think it's 15. I think it's been 1500.
Already happened. I don't think anybody golfed. Deegan went to the sheriff's office this year, so he didn't.
Anybody
golfed? Possibly. I know the day.
this the one they do the auction where we usually do the binoculars and that?
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, that's for usually we do the we do the sponsorship and then we'll donate, we'll buy something like an easier than $1,000 and
yeah.
Maybe, so it usually comes in about $2,500.
I think so.
That's September or August.
I know it must be soon because I've had some other people that call me about buying stuff to for the auction, so it's got to be coming up pretty quick.
I know it's August, but I don't know what.
Should I call her or do you think Ron or who would know?
Ron would know.
I mean, nobody's
really. Wasn't that Indiana's tax this morning?
It was, but it doesn't say the amount. I'm surprised we didn't get.
Can you see if we've already paid you on the golf tournament? Because I think we paid when the golf tournament went on.
But we didn't have anybody golf this year.
They were canceled. Just quick.
It's the 15th.
Yeah, but we still,
you know that.
We still pay.
Still donate.
Mm-hmm. Look. I don't know. Does it go to the health care
foundation? Okay.
No. 2024 was the last.
Okay.
September or August? August 15th. Okay. And do you know the sponsors? Because we didn't get a paper or anything, so I was trying to figure out what usually we do. I think it's like a $1,500 one. Does that sound right? You know? Okay. If you can, call me back or just send me a copy or whatever. Yeah. Just whatever you. All right, thanks. Well, let me forget. Let's come back to that. He's gonna find out. But so the dinner is August 15th. It's next Friday, right? You're right, Jerry. Okay. Come back to the department reports. Just the only thing I really got is. So Gary and I sat through, I got a call from, I can't remember if it was one of our congressmen or women in their office saying, hey, we're going to send an email, we got a webinar, it's from the Office of the Interior. Anyway, I got a webinar signed up, and basically it's directive orders for the national parks that they need to be meeting with the surrounding communities, the gateway communities to national parks, and create these relationships, and it's kind of like a partnership meeting we've been doing for 30 years. That's stopped over the past couple of years, probably. And, I've yet to hear from the superintendent up here, but they were directed to get these things going, and they're supposed to meet quarterly, at least. Anything else?
No, it sounded like they told them that these will start happening. They want us to have a much better working.
I think they're going to designate somebody for that to basically oversee it. So it might not be a superintendent, but somebody dedicated to head it up. So anyway, if you're interested, if you want to go back and watch the webinar, I can send you the link. But just one other thing with the county and the Office of Tourism. They have a conference coming in September.
Yeah,
end of September. They would like us to, if we're okay with it, which I thought we would. I think we talked about this maybe, but they would like to have some banners made and they'd like to put them on some of our light poles out here. You guys okay with that? We'll stick to you and ban them for 30
jobs. Yeah, they'll pay for them. All we have to do is put them up.
Are we okay with that?
Yeah. That tourism conference is here. For the state. Sean, would you send me that info on that park?
Park?
Yeah, just when you get that.
Afterwards, so I can find the right one. I'll send it. I think I did. Maybe not. I will.
Well, I've seen it, but.
Okay. Let's look at it.
Probably we should be on top of it for modern.
Okay. Ron just sent a text back. He said that we emailed it to us right now, she thought the platinum and sponsorship was $2,000.
That's, it looks like that's what we paid
that
last year.
Time.
He sent an email.
What's that?
He sent an email.
He said, yeah, he said that they were sending right now. I don't know who, but I'm watching it. I haven't seen it yet.
Okay.
Let's just give it a minute, see if it comes through. So the other thing I have is there's a hydrology review meeting for Bryce Canyon City, which includes all the camping that's happening on Tuesday, August 19th. I think last year Haley went to this when she was here. Is that something you want to be willing to go to? Just in payment, especially in the details. Okay, yeah, after. I don't think I called this list. Voicemail he sent me said, I called him and I said, what am I going to do when I go over here? And he's like, you should sit and listen. If you got any feedback from him, you can tell him what to do, then you can tell him that. But other than that, I just think you're going to sit there and listen to them, tell you what they're doing, and you're going
to. Now, is that, you said hydrology?
Yeah.
So is that something?
Floodplain, especially if you have, I don't know exactly, but.
Oh, it's not. Aquifer, drinking water.
I've seen a lot of stuff on floods. I'm not saying it's not aquifer, but I've seen there's a lot. Are you in a floodplain and all this other stuff? So I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
Basically, if you just go ahead and report back to us, that'd be great. Okay, that's all I got. Dan, you got anything?
I'm good.
Okay, chair. Right.
I think, Deanna updated us. She's gotten all those kiosks stained and they look a lot better. And just normal stuff.
Rock
roll. I do have a question. I've just ordered the replacement banners for the front of Rudy's. That will be all the ones out there. Those things have lasted for almost 10 years since the centennial. And they're starting to get kind of worn. So I ordered those through for Rudy's. But what I want to do is, can we go ahead and put one on the light poles that are on the, in the planters by the diner and by the Rudy's entrance? Because that street is actually a town.
I'm okay with it.
But I ordered enough to do it.
Everybody's okay with that?
So they'll just be more of an updated, over 100 years,
yeah.
Welcome banners or something.
Yeah. Sounds good. Okay. Mike, got anything?
Said, well, heck, do you know the size of the banners already?
Well, those
measurements, are they different?
Well,
those are adjustable.
Yeah, I've got the size of those.
Like the banners that we have on all of our light poles, city mm-hmm. light bulbs? Because he's needing that for, who is it?
Fallon.
I mean, I'm happy to measure it, but if he's got it right here, we can just send it over.
Two meaning different. They're the exact same poles.
Yeah, let me just look up.
I was say, every battery runs the same size, so. Yeah, if you have that, you can give it to Shiloh, that measurement. He needs that.
I'll give it to you, right?
Right here. Okay, forward it to me. Yeah. Okay, just real fast.
23 by 72. I think the ones we got from the park are quite a bit smaller than that.
But that's the measurement you just gave us. That's what's hanging on all of our light poles right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Except for the ones on the
south. Our, yeah, those other ones. Right.
Okay. Senator, thanks. All right, so let's go back to this. I got the hospital. Sponsorship. Platinum sponsorship. Sponsorship includes the golf course and lunch, the dinner table for eight, Christmas tree decorated in your name, and promotional advertisements for your business and all your events on our website. Yeah, we've always done that. So usually Tanya and Nancy and them, Deanna helps.
Oh, I thought that was for the Festival of Trees.
I think the foundation puts it on.
Same old. Yeah, so they usually do that for us.
Okay.
Okay, I'll entertain a motion to, I guess we probably better, I mean, you're gonna be okay with 2,000 plus 1,000. Usually we'll buy something and donate to the auction. I'll entertain a motion to put it out there.
I'll make a motion that we donate to the hospital foundation not to exceed $3,500.
Sorry. Motion by Mike, second by Travis, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
I did try and work on that report for you.
Oh, okay. With the ACH?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What did you tell me after going to print off Arcane's? I got set up with South Central Tech.
Okay.
Mike, I'll forward you what they sent me. If they're
okay.
Kind of thing.
Okay. Yeah, I'll just put them in that overhead account and then you'll have to, go in and.
Oh, I need to. That's right.
Yeah.
I need to go in and code them.
No,
I haven't got the measurements, so we're okay. I don't have any on planning commission, so financials, the budget, everything was sent out the other day through email. Take one of those and warrants in front of you. And just so everyone knows that credit card reports go out there, everybody, right? You guys see those?
Yeah.
Make sure you review them, though, that we approve those kind of the same thing when we do this, so if there's any question.
Which report is it that you've been working with, one with money? The check detail?
Well, I did a different one.
Oh, you made a new one?
Well, I was trying to make a new one, but when they come through, they're not being coded as ACH. Just an expenditure. So unless you do a report that has all the expenditures.
Right.
So I'm trying to figure out how to get them to flag as ACH instead of that.
Oh, okay.
So I'm working on it.
Okay.
But yeah. I can get it to do it expenditures. And I can exclude payroll. It's gonna have and that might be worth, I don't know.
So I think
it just doesn't say, like, it's not in this
form. Doesn't say what it is.
Yeah, it's more detailed. It's more like a credit card form.
Yeah.
So I'm still working.
Okay.
On how to get those numbers. So.
The, lost my train of thought twice now. Oh, the baseball field. So I think they've used all their money, right?
The total is like $5,049.99.
So their budget for this next year is up. They know that. So,
okay.
Any other questions on the warrants or even credit card receipts that were sent out or purchases? No, I'll entertain a motion to approve the warrants. Motion by Rye, second by Cherry, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Good. Next meeting?
Do you have anything to do
with the party? No, if you're there, you might just ask and wash your garbage just because they were in the 70s. You're going to open them up. Ask if you're inside. So if you're there, just check in and see if they need help anywhere. But yeah, I think take down these, they have a group coming up. Should be good, some good food for these guys and folks. Next meeting's on the 21st. Calendar wise.